The Reading Party by Fenella Gentleman and read by Emma Fenny for Saga Egmont. Prologue.
The other day I looked something up in a book and out fell that sheet of paper. Whoosh! A rush of memories, as if a sluice gate had opened, my inside suddenly in free fall. Which is odd. I mean, it was only the list of names. It's not as if it had been a photo or a flower, something evocative. It wasn't even handwritten. Just one of those cyclo-styled sheets we sent round in those days. And yet it conjured the reading party as if it had been the group photo, offering a glimpse of his face, or a pressed daffodil, with a vestige of the colours he talked about. I must have been using the list as a marker when I was sitting in that room with him. The little library with the view through the pines to those Cornish cliffs. I'd have been trying not to look his way, trying to get on with my work. At Carrick Luce, you spent as much time reading the people and the situations as you did reading your books. Well, I certainly did. To recover from the emotional jolt, I tried thinking about that year, my first as an academic, with the dispassion of a social historian. But every time the exercise made me cross. Of course it had been hard to read the signs correctly and behave appropriately. No need to have given myself such grief. Many of my difficulties were just a symptom of the times. The balance of power was inherently unequal, and what was at stake for men and women was simply not the same. There were huge pressures on us, which naturally meant the women, to set an example, to show that going mixed was a good thing. The junior tutors were often very young, one minute strutting our stuff in the belief we were making history, another fearing the boot for failing to make the grade or for breaching one of those diktats that the men never bothered to mention. And a few of us hadn't even been there as undergraduates. We weren't Oxbridge types at all. The first female fellow in what had been a male college, in my mid-twenties and an outsider to boot. That says it all, really. How could it not be challenging? I did my best, did very well in the circumstances. I'm proud of what they called my feistiness, even though it got me into trouble. Besides, if I hadn't been feisty, they wouldn't have offered me the job in the first place. But some of the men said it was precisely the feistiness that they found so very attractive, which rather proves my point. As a woman, you really couldn't win.
The Reading Party, 12th to 19th of March 1977, Carrick Luce, Cornwall. Tutors: Dr. Dennis Loxton, Senior Fellow and Tutor, Philosophy. Dr. Sarah Addleshaw, Junior Fellow and Tutor, Modern History. First years: Mei Chow, Law, Hong Kong Scholar, King George V School, Hong Kong. Eddie Oakeshott, English, Westminster School, London. Second years: Jim Evans, History, Cattays High School, Cardiff. Finalists: Hugh Chancey, Classics, Exhibitioner, Ampleforth College. Gloria Durrant, Modern Languages. Rodin and Colegio Peruano Britannico, Lima. Chloe Firth, Psychology, Philosophy and Physiology, Camden School for Girls, London. Rupert Ingram Hall, Oriental Studies, the Manchester Grammar School. Lindsay Milburn, English, Exhibitioner.